Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. This week, I want to share with you about how do we say yes to God when we know that He has died and risen from the dead for us, that He sent His Son Jesus to die for us. When we know that, when we become to believe that, it should prompt in us a response to live a different way, to live in a way knowing that we are victorious because of what Jesus has done on the cross, to live a different way knowing that we are overcomers, that with God He is with us through everything. This can give us confidence and it gives us peace in our lives. Last week, Rosemary spoke about Jesus' magnificent yes, how His yes to the cross was a commitment. It showed His commitment to God and it showed His commitment to us. It showed us the love that He has for us by following through on His yes to die on the cross. When we come to know that in our lives, it does prompt us to live a different way. It makes me reflect on what does that mean for my life and how I live it. And so this week, I want us to ask ourselves the question, how do I say yes? How do I say yes to God every day, knowing that He sent His Son Jesus to die and to rise from the dead for us? What are some of the practical things that we can do, that we can say? And also, what is the disposition of our hearts? How does this yes, how does it manifest itself in our hearts? How does it change our hearts and the thoughts that we have in our lives? And so I have 4 points for you today that you can reflect on. And the first is that we need to say yes daily. It's a daily thing. Whenever you commit to something in life, you have to keep saying yes. Now, I've been married for almost 20 years now, and every day I have to keep saying yes. I keep choosing my husband. I commit to my marriage every day. And that's the same thing that we need to do in our walk with God. We need to commit to God daily. You may have heard me speak before, and our ministry often talks about first and last thought, where you wake in the morning and you do your very best to have your first thought of the day being about God. Saying to God, God, I want to do this day with you. God, I praise you for the wonderful day that we have. And your last thought at the end of the day as you close your eyes to go to sleep, being, God, I thank you that you are present with me throughout the day. Doing our best to remind ourselves of who we live our life for. In daily prayer, we talk about this often because it's so important. And that's one of the ways that we say our yes to God daily, by taking time, sitting down, maybe standing, and praying to God by showing our commitment, by giving Him time. The next thing that we can do to say yes is to say yes in the moment. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is, when you get to work at the beginning of the day, as you go to walk in the door, say, hey God, would you be with me as I enter this workplace right now? Would you be present in me with everyone that I speak to? It's asking God as you walk into a meeting, maybe it's a particularly important meeting, God, as I go in to have these conversations, would you be present in my words? Maybe you're having an argument, maybe there's a conflict, and in the moment saying, Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you give me peace? Would you bring love to this place right now? It's saying yes in the moment, asking God in to where you are right now. The next point, the next thing that we can do to say yes to God is we can say yes by putting God first. And what that means is when you have decisions in your life to make, that you would first ask God, what does He want you to decide? What does He want for your life? It's always running everything through God first. It's essentially asking God for His will in your life. Hey God, I want to do your will in my life. What would you like me to do in this situation? And that does take prayer. It takes a lot of thought and discernment. It takes talking to other people with wisdom to make those decisions. But it's saying, God, the reason I'm talking through this all out, the reason I'm trying to figure this out is because I want it to be what your will is. I want to put you first, God. And then the fourth point today about how do we say yes to God is we say yes by surrendering our lives to God. And this is where it gets to the disposition of our hearts that I was talking about. Some of those other points are practical in the sense of doing something, praying, getting God to come into the moments with us. But this one is a interior of our heart where no one will really see. But when we can capture our thoughts, in the scriptures it talks about taking our thoughts captured and giving them to God, that they would be obedient to God in the way that we live out our life. When we can do that, it transforms our hearts and it helps us then to carry out our actions in a way that God would want us to live our lives. And so when we surrender our hearts to God by doing those other things, by putting Him first, by asking Him into the moments, by saying yes to Him daily, then we have a transformation of our hearts that helps us to live our faith out with God. And over these last few weeks, we've talked a lot about a conversion of heart. We did that all throughout Lent. And now as an Easter people, victorious, knowing that Christ has risen from the dead, we can continue to have that conversion of heart where God takes us deeper and deeper in a relationship with Him. And living in victory as a people of the resurrection, what does that look like? It looks like a person of joy. It looks like a person who's living in peace. It looks like the Holy Spirit speaking to us. It looks like us being alert to His presence, being ready to hear Him at any moment. It's being encouraged by the Holy Spirit that we are overcomers and that God is with us always. That's what it is to live as a person of victory, as a person of the resurrection, knowing that Christ has died and risen from the dead for us because He loves us and because He wants us to spend eternity with Him. So this week, why don't you think about how can you say yes to God? Maybe some of these ways is how you can do it, or maybe you have your own. And I'd love you to share that with us in the comments so that we can all be encouraged by other ways that we can say yes to God. Thank you for joining us this week. We look forward to being with you again next time.